The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Me the People. We're uncharacteristically...
on time.
In our chairs.
Whoops, hold on. On time.
Except for Bill's microphone's pointed at the sky. Bob?
Yeah, good afternoon, Aaron and
so,
Bill.
So Bob just confessed that he's all sleepy. Love that. love
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, just give him up right off the bat.
He said he's taking new medication. Hey, I had to take some medication as an experiment. It wasn't the kind of experiment you're thinking either. And made me forget everybody's name. So, you know, you should be happy you're just sleeping, because there's worse out there.
Well, you know, we don't know the outcome of this experiment yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, that's true.
So it's an on-air experiment.
Bill, what kind of drugs are you taking?
Not currently. However, you know, in my college years, I was into full-blown medical research.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
what was your name again?
I'm on a caffeine life high right now.
I was going to say, Bill's going directly for the coffee. So, welcome to We the People. We are chatting and streaming live, of course, at wethepeopleradio.us. If you are listening to this in Philadelphia, actually, you're going to hear it just in time, because we've got big doings this week.
Oh,
on,
that's right.
On Wednesday. April 22nd,
yep.
The Oakland Veterans Administration and...
Philadelphia.
Yeah, how odd is that? The two places that we air on the radio are both... in a congressional hearing.
It's getting, you.
Getting grilled on VA matters. Yes, the stars have all aligned, and so now they're all getting in trouble. Yay. So let's see. WeThePeopleRadio.us is the fastest place for you to get information on the programs. Great place for all the archives, too. Super good for all the archives. And then when I find out where that hearing's going to be, if it's going to be on, everybody keeps calling
it
ESPN.
No,
I keep wanting to, I know
C-SPAN.
It's C-SPAN.
I think every area.
But there's like a zillion of them.
Your cable network will have it on a different
channel.
Yeah,
well, I couldn't possibly know what channel, but it's ESPN 1, ESPN 2, ESPN Plain.
Yeah, because they do have, a lot of people don't realize it, but ESPN, now you got me saying it.
I know.
C-SPAN has your state government on one channel, and then it has a C-SPAN for federal.
And then sometimes the Senate's on one. Sometimes this is a House committee. So this will be Jeff Miller, the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And it should be at 10:30 Eastern time, Wednesday, April 22nd. So the good part of that is that we have Miss Rusty Ann Brown, who has been on this program with us before. And we've talked about this issue of the hiding of the claims. I know lots of you are focused, because the media has been focused, on the healthcare side. And that's... all about, you know, people can't get into doctors, or there's, you know, some sort of screw up that happens when they get in there, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's all absolutely still real. This is before that. This would be the benefits side. So in order for people to get that medical care, they've got to wind their way through the benefits administration. And it's a slow one. Very slow. And that's what you hear about with them mostly, is the backlog. This is a self-inflicted wound, however. Because in Oakland anyway, I can't speak to the Philadelphia thing, but the numbers are massive. And, you know, when I get home, I should have thought of this before, but when I get home, I will post, there were a couple of articles in the last week or two. I posted them on Facebook, but I'm going to move them to our website so people can access those. But, the gist of it is they had what they call informal claims, and those are basically just requests for benefits. Dear Veterans Administration,
yeah,
I'm a veteran of the Army. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
send them a letter.
I broke my leg when I was in there, and now I have bad arthritis or whatever, and, you know, need some help. And the Veterans Administration is mandated by law to respond to that veteran and help them get a claim going.
And in a lot of cases, that's their first contact with VA.
Right.
All I got to do is write them a letter, and I can get my stuff started.
Sure. And they don't know that there's maybe a county service office in their area, or there's some other way to get benefits at all. So anyway, the VA in Oakland, the administration in Oakland for a long time, like 1990-ish, early 1990-ish. Going forward, they would gather up those kinds of claims, those informal claims, put them in folders by month and by year, and put them in a cabinet. And Rusty and a few of her coworkers were asked partway through their training on how to process claims. They were brought there to work on it as a special project. They only worked on it for 6 months, though, before the powers that be. That was back in the days when Douglas Bragg was the director of the Oakland.
Good old Dougie boy.
Good old Douglas Bragg. We've talked about him quite a bit in the past. So he basically shut down the project. And all those 13,000 claims didn't get done. Last year, finally, at the behest of Congressman LaMalfa's office, the inspector general went in there and discovered that, yes, indeed, they did have 13,000 claims that went unprocessed for a period of time. But they had such bad record keeping, they didn't have a list. They couldn't figure out where they went or how it worked or any of that good stuff, which defies logic. Then the undersecretary, Allison Hickey, she went into a hearing with Chairman Miller here. Actually, it was a subcommittee, so he wasn't there. It was a few weeks ago, and maybe a month, and she said it was 13,000 pieces of paper. That was all, just 13,000 pieces of paper.
No big deal. No. It was just, they just kept them because
there were copies.
They needed paper laying around.
Yeah, you know, don't
nothing somebody ran
to see
out of stuff
along.
To do, they could file, and, you know.
Exactly. And they said that they had already processed them twice. She said they went through them twice. Well, how could they have gone through them twice if there was no list? See, the list is a biggie. So, the person that you're looking for, we should give you a little playbook. The person you're looking for at the hearing is Rusty Ann Brown. She was a Navy corpsman from 1979 to 1989. Honorably discharged.
Did she say corpse?
Yeah, she did like legally stuff. They're like paralegals or something, whatever they do. So hired as a claims assistant, analyzed claim information sent by veterans to establish claims and submit evidence for ongoing claim. So that's what she did as a claims assistant. She was a veteran service representative there at the Oakland office in 2013, and that was the training that she was working on when all these claims came up and all that. In April of 2014, a cart showed up in her work area. You can see that in the Inspector General report. She pulled a folder and saw her initials and date of November 2012. So it was one of those old informal claims from the project. So it still never got done. She had little notes she made way back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, she...
In spite of what they were saying, it was still
languishing
in a closet.
Yeah. It was actually rolling around in a cart.
Sweet.
Now. So
if I'm that vet, I'm still...
Oh, you're nowhere.
Yeah.
And many of these people had passed away. But, of course, they said...
They never said that, though.
They said nobody did.
Nobody did.
Nobody did, but I think you're going to hear in the hearing that a lot of people did. She took early retirement September of 2014, just basically due to a really hostile work environment. And, you know, if you think that stepping up and doing the right thing is easy, I think most people know it isn't. However, when you're being abused by different agencies, it's like, why doesn't anybody speak up? Well, it's not particularly pleasant for you.
No.
I mean, it doesn't go well.
No, the whole whistleblower thing, even though they're not supposed to retaliate against whistleblowers, they'll find a reason. At least on the federal side, they seem to be able to find a reason, these bureaucrats, to let you go, even if you were an exemplary employee. All of a sudden, you went rotten.
Well, and you get ostracized, and your coworkers are afraid to talk to you because they're going to be seen as part of the, you know, you're a rat. There have actually been people publicly who have said that she's just doing it for her own benefit.
Oh, and what benefit would that be?
I know.
Did she get a big paycheck because of that?
Yeah. No, she only went on CBS and told the story because she just wanted the accolades.
Yeah.
And, like, losing her
and
job.
They probably paid her a whole bunch of money to go on TV and tell a story, right? Because that's what journalists do.
Yeah, no. But now she had to buy herself an airplane ticket so she can go back
to
testify at the committee. So here's, like, a little background. This is one of the backgrounds for the folks that are going to be quizzing the witnesses. Discovery of 13,184 initial veteran benefit claims in a file cabinet at Oakland VA Regional dating back to the mid-1990s is an egregious example of mismanagement and incompetence. Veterans who state their desire to apply for benefits are supposed to receive a formal application from VA. They don't have to fill it out for them. We should point that out. I mean, if they sent somebody a claim for benefits and the person doesn't respond, well, then that's kind of how it goes. They don't have to respond. So let's see. Why don't you tell me who the cast of characters is, because I've got to type. I can't type and hold paper at the same time.
Well, we got Diana Rubens.
Diana Rubens. Yep. Diana Rubens was the lady who came from the Washington, D.C. office. She worked for the undersecretary back in 2012. She came out to Oakland, and somebody pointed those claims out. She looked at them and realized that some of them indeed needed to be processed.
And now she's the undersecretary of field operations. What's that?
She was.
She was.
She was. Now, get this. She's in Philadelphia.
Oh, she got promoted.
She actually got demoted.
Oh, demoted.
Yeah. Yeah. Your career track with these guys goes up and down and sideways, and then you disappear for a while, and you pop up like toast out of a toaster from some other location. It's really quite something.
Wow. So she got recycled into Philadelphia as another field manager?
I don't know what she's doing. I think she might be the director of that. It's hard for me to know.
And so she'll be testifying.
We'll find out Wednesday.
On the 13,000 claims, how they all got processed, and
yep,
and nobody waited, nobody died, everything was done right. There was a few training errors, I understand.
Well, she set up the team that Rusty was on. So she was the upper level supervisor of Rusty's team.
And then didn't like what she was doing, or
I don't know if she just wandered off, or I'm not. I honestly don't know. We're going to find out.
Okay.
Okay, who's the next one?
Let's see. The next one, Michelle Kwok.
Michelle Kwok is the assistant director at this point in time. And
In Oakland.
In Oakland, yeah. Sorry. Yep, she's an Oakland character.
And so she's the big cheese in Oakland right now?
Nope, she's not the director. She's the assistant director.
Okay.
She, however, when these claims were discovered, was out on maternity leave in 2012 when Diana Rubens showed up and found all those claims.
So she has intimate knowledge of...
Well, she was out on maternity leave. Guess who was filling in for her as the assistant director?
Oh, tell me.
Juliana Bohr, the lady who's the current director.
Oh, okay. Her boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, her boss.
Yeah. So back then, she...
She went to fill in because Juliana Bohr, the current director of the Oakland facility, was in Seattle.
So she's going to testify. She knew nothing about any of this back then.
Yeah. She told the congressman that's looking into this to his face, actually, that she knew nothing about it. She worked in Seattle.
So what was she doing there when she was filling in? Rearranging the files and...
Yeah, so that's going to be that's going to be a different conversation this time when Mr. LaMalfa gets to ask her.
Pointed.
By the way,
yeah.
I hear you were actually there. You were filling in on maternity leave,
and you forgot to tell me that time.
Who else do we have?
Okay, we got Michelle Kwok.
Yeah, we got Michelle Kwok, and Michelle Kwok, she would have been involved in all this for all this time, and actually, she was sitting at the table when the congressman asked if she knew about the 14,000 claims, and she just didn't say anything. She didn't lie. She just didn't say anything.
Danny Pummel?
Yeah, that guy's the, what's it say, is he's the...
Deputy Undersecretary for Benefits.
That's right, because Allison Hickey is the undersecretary, but she's out of the country.
Man, you got to have a playbook on this, don't you?
Exactly. That's why we're doing this.
So set this stuff up so that, you know, you can't really tell who's who and who's responsible, and it was his job. No, it was her job. No.
Well, Allison Hickey, the reason she, besides the fact she's the undersecretary for benefits, the reason she's a pivotal character is she's the one who went into the hearing here not too long ago and said that it was just 13,000 pieces of paper. So.
And they did look into all 13,000 pieces.
Twice. Yeah.
And what'd they find?
Yeah, they were all done.
They did find,
and it was 400 and some odd claims, exactly that many, actually, she said. And they found they could up their benefits. Yeah. They went back.
Oh, that was nice of them. Even though they may not have been due, they went ahead and upped them anyway. Just kind of a, we're sorry. That sounds like them.
Yeah. Just a little accident there.
They just give a little extra money out because, you know, they made a mistake.
Well, and then we've got, okay, so Juliana Bohr, who's the current director, and then we have Rusty. And those are the, there'll be two different panels. You'll see a panel from VA management, and so that'll be where the undersecretary's second, mm-hmm. Danny, what's his face? Interesting.
Pummel.
Interestingly enough, the guess where the secretary of the VA is going to be next this Wednesday?
Venezuela?
Nope. April 22nd, the secretary for the VA is going to be in?
Philadelphia.
Oakland, California.
Oh, it's even better.
Going to be in Oakland, California visiting the center there.
No, he's just going to be there just to make sure they've got everything straightened up. And
they're going to just rally the troops, talk about what a great job they're doing.
They've done a great job, and it looks so much better now. I don't see any file cabinets rolling around with stacks of paper. And
interesting things to look for will be, let's see, when they give their claim statistics on these different locations, very interesting to note that if, in fact, they have brokered claims out, and those of you who have filed claims and heard that your claim got brokered.
Now, what's that mean?
That means they went to a center that didn't have that much work. You know, your place was overrun, so you boxed up some stuff and sent it to them. Even though those veterans technically are being served out of your location. So Oakland, for instance, if they send it to their satellite office in Sacramento, like say they sent 25 or 26 boxes.
So it's still within the same district. It's just
it doesn't count against them, though. It's not part of their backlog.
Their numbers. Are they still getting bonuses?
We don't even know what's going on with the bonus thing. We haven't even gotten that far. Mm. We're just trying to stop playing Secret Squirrel with the claims.
Right.
So, Rusty Brown will be following second on the panel. The other folks are from Philadelphia, so she'll be the only Oakland person there.
Now, what's happened to the 13,000 claims once they've gone through them and verified that, you know, nobody waited, nobody died, everybody got paid?
Except they can't produce the list. They could not produce
that list. They don't have a list. Can they produce the claims?
No, they can't produce it. They were unable to do that last year when the Inspector General was
in
there.
And why is that? They just couldn't find
them?
Bad
record keeping.
Oh, bad record. And so they've still not been able to find the claims. So there's really no way to verify
that. The rumor on the street is that a woman in Reno who used to be the supervisor of that project, her name's Rashetta Smith.
Oh, another name. You dropped a name.
Ms. Smith is in Reno.
Uh-huh.
And she would be the service center manager there.
And tell me she's got a list.
Yeah, rumor is she had the list.
Copy of the list.
Heard from an employee last week that she gave them the list in Oakland, and that's what they're going through right now.
So once they go through these 13,000 pieces of paper, what are they going to do with them?
Well, they should
be. Do they file them, or do they?
Well, they should be processing them, and they should be processing them with the correct date.
Right.
Which means it might be mid-90s. I mean, these people are owed significant back pay.
But will they be able to produce them if asked? If somebody said, hey, I'd like to see those 13,000 claims that have been touched, every one of them, and verify the names on those claims to make sure that they've all been. Will they be able to produce those?
No clue. That is why there is a hearing.
Oh, boy.
I know. This is one of those stories where you go, okay, take a really deep breath because you're going to want to.
Of course, I see the Secret Squirrel thing going back and forth. Yep. Well, that wasn't my job description at the time. That was somebody else's job. And, that'll be fun to see their pants get pulled down in front of everybody.
It always goes back to that, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Bill. So I will I'll post a little playbook, and if I know which C-SPAN it's on, but I do know April 22nd, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time is when you should watch for Philadelphia and Oakland Veterans Benefits Administrations to be on the hot seat with Chairman Jeff Miller at the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
What's the date again?
April 22nd.
That's this Wednesday.
That is this Wednesday. And if you're listening to this after this Wednesday on, say, an archive, for instance, I will post a link to that on the website, and or you can go to C-SPAN or Chairman Miller's House Committee page, and I'm sure it'll be on there. I think it's going to be very illuminating. So let's see. We better take a really break.
Once you know the cast of characters, you can kind of write it down, and because you're going to have to write it down just to keep track of who's who at the zoo, and let's see if anything happens. That's the big question.
We'll see once you know that the director isn't really new, because, see, she's going to say, I just got here. It's not my fault.
Has anybody to date lost their jobs over this?
Nah. Well, did hear that there is somebody who was told that if they don't resign by this Wednesday, funny, everything's happening on
Wednesday. So they won't be available for comment.
Correct. If they don't resign by Wednesday, they're getting fired. So the games have begun.
Yeah.
All right.
Turn up the heat.
You are listening to We the People Radio. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. And don't do anything bad out there, or we'll come after you. and we'll tell everyone. Because that's our answer to everything is we're going to tell everyone.
Tighten that belt because your pants are coming down.
That's Bill's department.
Yeah. Well, that sounded bad.
It did, too.
Yeah.
Would you like to hum a few bars, Bob, or should I? Okay, we're back. Apparently my humming's better than I thought. There you go. That's
apparently
the spirit.
Music is on 7-second delay today.
I thought it was the medication you were taking. Did you give some to the computer? I hate when that happens.
No, I need to give the computer a swift kick.
Oh, my goodness. All right.